Good morning to you. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and I'm your host for the next few minutes or so. I'm Pastor Aubrey Gregory. I thank God for you and for this day. We believe God is sovereign. God rules and overrules. We thank Him for this day. Father, we bless your name, and we come into this day knowing that we are needy people, and all our help that we can ever expect or anticipate comes from you, from your loving and kind hands, your heart that swells with love and mercy and grace towards us. We receive all of that on this day. The fact that you've wakened us is a sign of your continuing love and mercy towards us. You have grand design and purpose for our lives. Today we choose to agree with you. We choose to align ourselves in a greater way with you. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness, for where in our attempts to serve you and to follow you, we have missed the turns, missed the signals, missed the marks. But because of your everlasting love for us, we can count that you're not judging us, but you prefer to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. So we receive the shower of forgiveness today, the cleansing that comes only from you. Apply that agent, the only agent that suffices to wash and to cleanse us, to make us whole, the blood of Christ Jesus, our Lamb that you have given and provided for us, his blood preserved and made available for us to have continual cleansing. Thank you for righteousness. Thank you for your great name in the earth. And today is, without exception, it's another day that Christ sits on the throne and rules over all the earth, rules over all the nations, determining what is and what is not. We thank you today. Thank you for all of our prayer partners that have joined us. Thank you for being so kind and loving to each of them, that their hearts are able to focus on what you would have us do in these moments at the very beginning of this day. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I've opened up your line, and you are able to be heard should you choose to speak. We can hear you, and hopefully you can hear us. I thank God today for two things, for the fact that we have clear channels that we can communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. Channels are clear, and that is good. That is a good thing. Very complicated technology, but it works most of the time, and today is one of those days. And for that, we thank the Lord. I also thank God for His peace. If you're enjoying peace in your heart right now, we're not talking about the peace in the world per se. We're talking about what God has given you personally. Well, then you can thank Him for it. I'm thanking God for His peace. That's my praise report today. His peace It's powerful. Brings us through all manner of things. And sometimes I wonder how one can maintain sanity with so many things going on in our world around us from moment to moment. But it's the peace of God that does and allows that. So we can't take any credit for what we sense in our spirit in terms of peace and or joy. We can't take any credit for that. There's nothing that you've done to deserve that. It's God's grace. So today we thank Him for His peace. Our focus today is Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. And here's the background for that declaration, if you will. The Lord has placed in my heart what is going to happen on today. I just want to, excuse me, briefly share my thoughts around that with you. Hopefully it'll encourage you and also provide means of a perfect alignment with where God is at this moment and what He is saying, what He wants us to pay attention to. On tonight, at I believe it's approximately 8 o'clock, President Barack Obama will make announcements concerning the course of action that the United States proposes to proceed with as it relates to conflicts that are now present in the Middle East. We've seen horrific things happen in our world over the last several weeks. Horrific. And as we prayed yesterday against the spirit of fear, fear over the last many weeks has been amplified. And so we've taken a stand on yesterday praying against the spirit of fear, the spirit of terror. And so tonight, the president, whom we prayed for on yesterday, will make a declaration concerning the course of action for this nation. And here's the point I would love to make and impress upon us. This day is critical.
Yes,
and what he declares is most critical. Sure.
Yes.
It's most critical for the future.
Mm-hmm.
The prayers of believers are now more necessary than ever.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm sensing from, I'm asking in my spirit, I've been questioning, Lord, well, what can we do? We know that our prayers are necessary and critical.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord reminded me of the Apostle John, who laid his head on Jesus' chest, if you will. He was very close to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit was pointing out that in this hour, I must lay our heads upon the chest of Christ Jesus.
Resting, rest in Jesus.
We want to hear His heartbeat.
Mm.
We also want to enter into travail with Him because He's making intercessions for God's purposes that He has brought Him into. And so that we are to enter into travail for the nations along with Him.
Yes.
So what we are witnessing in the news are signs of what is occurring in the supernatural realm. The battle really is for the throne of this world,
mm-hmm.
which only Christ Jesus is entitled to. That's what the battle is about. Now, as you listen to President Obama tonight, understand that that's the natural part. But there's a supernatural war that has accelerated over the throne of this world.
Yes.
Let me bring you quickly to a place of reminder in God's word, and it's Psalm 2. And beginning in verse 1, it says, "Why do the nations assembled with commotion, uproar and confusion of voices? And why do the people imagine, meditate, and devise an empty scheme? The kings of the earth take their places. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ. They say, let us break their bands of restraint asunder and cast their cords of control from us. He who sits in the heavens, the Lord, has them in derision and in supreme contempt. He mocks them. He speaks to them in his deep anger and troubles, terrifies and confounds them in his displeasure and fury, saying, Yet have I anointed, installed, and placed my king firmly on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. This day I declare I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like potter's ware." What is God saying there? God is constantly affirming that there's only one king.
Yes.
And that's the king that he has set upon his holy hill. And that's Christ Jesus. So the whole battle is about that. And further, what we see and hear tonight is a declaration of war, basically, that will take hold and continue for many years to come. Please catch that.
I heard you, Pastor.
This is not one of those things where you send in some planes and maybe even some folk, and it's over with shortly. This is not that. This is a battle that involves the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness in confrontation.
Yeah.
Head on. That's what it's about. Now, the planes and the tanks and the guns and all, those are the natural expressions of what is really happening in the supernatural. I'm sharing that with you because that's what you and I need to know. That's why our prayers are necessary. So I thank God for you. I'm not just shooting smoke when I say how much I appreciate you and your stand with us every morning. Because we have to pray ahead, not behind, ahead of what is going on.
Amen.
Yes, that's how critical your role and mine is. And that's where we are. So tonight, as you listen prayerfully, And please listen. Please tune in and listen to the president tonight. He's under tremendous strain. That's why we pray for him. He has a task like no one else on the planet. No one else. And he's being opposed.
Yes.
From right across the street from his house. All the way to hell.
All right now.
That's how fierce the battle is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, though. Let us look at what God has said and the authority that he's given to us. Psalm 149, 5 through 9 says, let the saints be joyful in the glory and beauty which God confers upon them. Let them sing for joy upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and a two-edged sword in their hands to wreak vengeance upon the nations and chastisement upon the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. He, the Lord, is the honor of all his saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's just one scripture that gives the believer spiritual authority against demonic spirits and warring against powers and principalities. Let's take one more, because this is important for us along with our stand. James chapter 4 and verse 7 through 8, it says, so be subject to God. This is advice for you and me. Be subject to God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, come close to God, and he will come close to you. Recognize that you are sinners. Get your soiled hands clean. Realize that you have been disloyal, wavering individuals with divided interests, and purify your hearts of your spiritual adultery. That's James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. It's cautioning us, even as we take a stand in prayer, to make sure that we have clean hands.
Yes.
That we are under the covering of the blood. That without the covering, we are basically disloyal, wavering individuals with divided interest, and we need our hearts purified of spiritual adultery. So it's okay to take a stand against the adversary, but you must have clean hands, in other words, to stand in God's court legally and effectively. We must have clean hands. Lord, help us. Father, we thank you today for what you're doing in our hearts, how you're causing us to walk according to your ways and according to your purposes. You've told us that though we walk and live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons, because the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Father, today there are some strongholds upon the earth, among the nations, strongholds that conspire to keep your creation restricted and imprisoned, strongholds that harbor death and destruction. Today, you've given us this purpose where we've come together today. We join our faith, our hearts. We leverage the power of agreement that if two would agree as touching anything in the earth, it shall be done. And that we can say to a mountain, be cast into the sea, and it will be removed and cast into the sea. Today we stand on your word.
Yes.
And in that agreement, you've given us the authority to refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself against the true knowledge of God. And that we can lead every thought and purpose away captive in the absence, I'm sorry, in obedience to Christ.
Yes.
Who is the Messiah? Who is the Anointed One? And the only one that has been set upon your holy hill, Zion.
Yes.
So today we proclaim and decree victory of Christ Jesus throughout the earth, throughout the nations, even this nation, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen to that. Once again, welcome to all of you to our prayer cast on this Wednesday morning. And this day is critical, as we said. For those of you who may have joined us just a little bit after I've made some statements, today is critical to this nation. And one of the things that we want to pray for today is this nation. We'll be doing that for 31 days or next month. But what this nation needs is to come to its knees, bow down before the throne of Christ Jesus, and all our help will come from
yes.
Him.
Yes.
All our help will come from Him. There's no force on earth that can stand against Him. None. He has the highest name among men and among the nations. He has a name that is the highest. He's Christ Jesus.
Right.
And we assert that name today. So there's no force on the earth anywhere that is greater. He is to be feared as well as honored. Feared because he has all power and all authority. All the nations are his, and the utmost parts of the earth belong to him. That's what the battle is about. That's what it's about. Praise the Lord. Well, we prayed yesterday against the spirit of death, the spirit of fear. We prayed for a family, the Pomi family, on yesterday, who is experiencing bereavement, and Pomi has experienced the passing of her son. Today we want to pray for the Thompson family, Reverend Charlie Thompson. He passed on yesterday, and we don't know the circumstances of it. We know that he was in the hospital in St. Barnabas. He was brought there approximately, I believe, on Sunday. And he experienced, at least that's what's being said to us, a massive heart attack. However, he has passed, and I just wanted to announce that, and we want to pray for the Thompson family, that God would comfort them in this time of bereavement. Chari headed up what is known in our community as Freedom Ministries, and so we don't know what will happen there, but we do know that we can call on the Lord and ask Him to intervene on behalf of the family and all concerned. The person that he has in charge over there, Pat Moses is her name. She was sitting in my office because she had come over to let me know that Charlie was in the hospital and what the situation was with that. And it was while that she was sitting there that one of the relatives called that he passed just about the time that we were sitting there. So it was, to say the least, considerably shocking to us of his sudden demise, if you will. So we want to pray for them right now, for the family, for the workers. Father, we thank you that we have some place, according to your word, and it's called the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, Lord, that there is this hiding place to which we can resort as we witness death, as we witness all manner of things on a given day. We can go to a place of refuge. And it's you, a secret place.
Okay.
So we thank you, Lord, that today that place is still available. We still have a place there. We still have a space there.
Yeah.
So we ask you to receive us in that space and place right now. We pray for the Thompson family whose anguish and bereavement must be great. We ask that you would comfort them. And Father, we pray that this event, the passing of their loved one, would not be just a negative in their recorded history, but it would be a positive as well, a place where they found you as a hiding place, a place of refuge, like never before. Bless them today with your comforting love and grace, the warmth of yourself and presence around them on this day. Give them a peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
They'll just know that they can feel the warmth of your arms around them. We pray for the workers in the Freedom Ministry that you would bless them even now.
Amen.
You would comfort them. You would comfort their hearts as they wonder what's next and what will happen, that they too would be able to put their trust in you like never before. We thank you, Lord, that you are there, that we can call on you. What if you were not there? What would happen to us? So we thank you, Lord, that you are there and that we can lean upon you just like John did. And you want us to come closer. We pray today that will take on the invitation and draw nigh to you, at the same time resisting the devil, who must flee once resisted, under the power, under the authority that you've given to us, to wage war, to bind all of the king demons with chains. You said whosoever or whatsoever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven. Bind them with fetters of iron where they're not able to act. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name and we say hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to praise God for Tammy. I have not mentioned her name in a while. I want to thank God for her and what God is doing in her life and how he has rescued her from death. Death that is all over the neighborhoods, all over the streets. And she is endeavoring to follow the Lord. And the Lord has cleaned her up, making something beautiful out of her life. And by the way, she was back in school and she's in the practical phase of her training. She's been doing well, she tells me. And she's actually finished the course, and so now she's in the practicum section of that training. She's training as a health aide of some classification. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's in the health field, and something that she's always wanted to do. And the enemy has fought against her powerfully in the past. As she tried to attend school, she would get bounced out for all kinds of reasons, not because of her performance in school, but because of extenuating circumstances relating to getting help to be in school. But now she is looking towards the end of her training completely. So we thank God for her and for what he's doing. And we pray, God, that the next phase of her life and being would be such that it just continues to totally glorify God. So we thank God for Tammy. God bless you, Tammy. Praise the Lord. Okay. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report? This is an opportunity for you to voice and sound that.
Good morning, God, Pastor.
Yes, good morning. It sounds like Christine. Good morning. How are you today?
I am blessed. I am favored. I would like to lift up Sister Melissa's Fulber and family in prayer. I spoke to her on yesterday, and she shared with me that they have a death in their family. Her husband's sister passed away, Diana, and the sad thing about it is that they are unable to go because of her stage of pregnancy right now.
Right. She expects her baby anytime.
She shared with me that everybody, all the family who was at the baby shower, they will be leaving for Diana today. But her husband is unable to go, and he is a bit distraught because the other family members are able to go, but they are unable to go because of her state of pregnancy. So his name is Colin Solomon, that's the Solomon family.
Yes.
I would like it because she said he's taken it on very hard.
Yeah, so, we can understand that that would be the case. Well, we thank God again. Life can be so complex, and unless you're hidden in the Lord, you can be devastated, knocked off your feet, not able to stand ever. We can't figure out, and certainly it would be wise for them not to go with her being expecting the baby just about any time. You know how babies do. Sometimes they go to term. Sometimes they decide they want to land on the planet early. You know, all of those things are involved. So I believe they're using, it's the wisdom of God. And we won't necessarily understand how his wisdom, meaning God's wisdom, works and why he allows what he allows. We just have to be patient and wait and see. We'll pray now for the Solomon family, and we'll pray for Colin, I'm sure, because he is pulled two ways, I'm sure. He'd love to go, but he has to stay here with his wife, and his wife needs to stay here because of her physical condition relative to pregnancy. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we don't have to understand everything. We just know that we have to trust you, depend on you. We join our faith and our agreement with the with Colin and his wife, that they would they have done the right thing, they have made the wise decision, and that even though they're in great emotional stress because of the passing of a loved one in the family, we pray for the entire family, even as they travel on today, that they would be strengthened. They would sense your presence in a real way, sense the comfort that can only come from you. Speak to their hearts about your great love, even while they are grieving over the loss of their loved one or the parting of their loved one. We pray that all their needs would be met by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we're looking for some testimony that praises your great name coming out of this situation.
Yes, Lord.
And amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Christine, I would like to give you an assignment. Maybe we can talk a little later on today about it. But we do want to bring some level of comfort to Colin and his wife at this time, so you may want to brainstorm what that might look like. And
okay, bye.
Yeah, it's just a sign of God's. It'll just be a sign of God's love and care for them, because
okay,
I know. Yeah, they would feel, particularly Colin would feel like he's cut out of the family, you know, from being there.
Yeah,
of course, that's not. Go ahead.
Yes, because you said this is the first death that he has ever experienced of a close relative, and this sister was one of his, like, she was like, she raised him when the mother came to America here. She was the one who sort of raised the other siblings. And she was the only one left in Guyana. All the other siblings came here, and she stayed back there. So she said he's really taken it on heart.
Yeah, see that? Yes. All right. Well, we'll, you know, do what the Lord lays on our hearts in order to minister the grace of God to them.
Okay.
I don't know what's this week. It's coming from all angles this week. It really, really is. I mean, yesterday I was just totally wiped out. I was just running on fumes yesterday, so to speak. You know, I mean, it is. It was. You know, there was the young boy, and then there's Charlie, and then now there's the Solomon family, and this might have been. I want you to see something. It may have well been that that gathering two Saturdays ago was the last gathering, maybe, of since, you know, before this event, that they're going to Guyana to bury their sister. You could see they were a close family.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you can see that they are a close family. They were very, very together. And so, okay, so we let God guide us. Let the Lord guide us. In some small way, we'll be able to, He'll be able to use whatever it is that He asks us to do as a signal of His care and love for them. But that has to be a difficult place for Colin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the following. We know that you are in charge. We know that you'll bring him there safely and that your peace will be with them. Bless Colin, even as he tries to cope with what is a difficult situation for them. Bless Malaika that she will continue to have a healthy pregnancy.
Yes, oh God.
To the full term, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, we want to, don't forget, a couple of announcements. We're looking towards Pray 31, which is a month of prayer for this nation. Throughout the month of October, you'll get more details about that. We also know that we're having a prayer breakfast on August 11th at 9 o'clock. It's Saturday, and it'll be right at our facility, and you're invited. It's a free prayer breakfast. October the 11th.
11th.
October the 11th. And then, Christine, the announcement concerning the other prayer breakfast that's going to occur in, well, it's a conference, a two-day conference in Cranford. And you want to pick up on the announcement quickly, Christine?
It would be on the 3rd and the 4th of October.
That's a Friday and a Saturday.
Yes, a Friday. The Friday evening is from 5:30, and the Saturday morning is from 8:30. I am trying to get all the details so that whoever wants to go, I have spoken to Brother Tony, and he's willing to use his vehicle if we would need transportation, which we would. So we have to register. We have to go online and register. So as I said, whoever is interested in going, call myself or Pastor. My number is 862-755-4954. And you could call myself or Pastor to get all the details. But we would like to make this an event probably on this Saturday. The prayer group is invited to minister on one of those days, so we are trying to get the prayer members together to make arrangement for this prayer retreat.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pray into these events as well, because prayer is what's needed now. Prayer and more prayer, so we're flowing with God's desire to have us participate powerfully in prayer. Galatians 6:18, that's where our benediction comes from today. It says, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Amen. That's right.
Amen.
God wants his grace to be with your spirit. Be blessed. We're looking forward to joining with you again on tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.
Be blessed, everyone. Walk in victory. Thank you, Jesus.